Welcome to the Peaceful Path Prayer and Scripture Meditation Audio. I will read a scripture, pray a scripture, and then leave time for you to pray and meditate on the scriptures. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Father, thank you that life in you is not about all the work that I do, but it's about relationship with you. That, Lord, I'm not needing to jump over hoops and do all kinds of things to please you. All that I need to do is enter into relationship with you and enter into your rest so that I can enter into partnership with you to be doing the things that you're doing. Even as Jesus said that I do only the things I see my Father do, and I speak only those things I hear my Father speak. Let me have a heart like that, Lord, to do what you're doing, to say what you're saying, and to be restful in it. Father, thank you for your word in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. For your ears will hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Father, it is such a beautiful comfort to know that I will hear your word telling me which way to go and which way to walk. That when I turn to the right hand or when I turn to the left, you are leading me and guiding me. Father, thank you that I don't have to be confused, I don't have to be afraid, and I don't have to be driven by decisions. I can trust that you will lead me and guide me into all truth. Father, your word says in Romans 8, verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you help me in all of my weak places. And that I don't have to come before the throne of grace with perfect words, but you help me. And not only do you help me, but you pray for me. You lead me, you guide me, and you direct me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that that you are my helper in all of my weaknesses. Thank you, Father, for your word in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you, Father, that I can walk in peace, that the paths of God are peace. I thank you, Lord, that you teach me, you direct me, and you show me the right ways. And I don't have to be afraid because your power and your love and your wisdom lead me. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in me and that you will continue to do in me. In Jesus' name, amen.